各位一起打开圣经，我们看马可福音第八章。And we'll turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 8. 马可福音第八章22-26. We're going to study from verse 22 to 26. 今天我们要看得神医治。And this morning, the topic we're looking at is receive God's healing. 得神医治。我相信大家都喜欢得到医治。And I believe that everybody wants to be healed. 我相信呢，我们的神是医治人的神。And I believe that our God is a God that heals. 我们的主是创造主。And your God is the creator. 所以他昨日今日直到永远是不改变的神。And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. 那耶稣可以医病。And Jesus can heal the sick. 今天呢，我们都相信祂可以医病。And I believe that He can still heal today. 我们绝对有这个相信。所以今天我们看这个经文呢，是一个很特别的耶稣医病一个的过程，一个的经历。And the passage we're looking at this morning is a very special passage talking about the healing that Jesus did. In one instance. 这个经历希望可以鼓励我们更加是明白得神医治的一些重点。And I hope that from this passage we can learn some important things about how God heals or about receiving God's healing. 所以我们先去读一读，我读中文，你可以跟着读英文。I'll read in Chinese and you can follow along in the English. 是22节。他们来到白赛大，有人带一个瞎子来，靠耶稣摸他。耶稣拉住瞎子的手，领他到村外，就吐沫抹在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：你看见什么了？他就抬头一看，说：我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。最后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样都看得清楚了。耶稣打发他回家说：连这村庄也不要进去。一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，并我哋今朝可以睇你嘅话语，去一齐敬拜。求你主喺当中咧，去开启我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋今日喺你嘅教导底下呢，是更加清楚，更加明白你是怎样去医治我们的主。求你真的是开启我们的心，去领受你的教导。所以求你使用孩子呢，可以很清楚表达。我们多谢主，听他祷告，奉圣名求， Amen。 我在这里见到这个很特别的耶稣医治这个盲人的经历。 And you see Jesus healing this blind man。 我如果你记得呢，早几个星期前呢，我们看过耶稣医治个聋哑人士，记不记得？ Maybe you remember a few weeks ago we talked about Jesus healing the deaf mute. 那个耶稣就放个手指在个耳仔里面，还有吐口水在个条脷，是不是？ And Jesus put his fingers in his ears and spit on his tongue. 那个耶稣有时用一些很奇妙的方法来做这个医治。And Jesus sometimes used some amazing ways to heal people. 那这里也是一个很特别的医治的过程。 And here we see an amazing way that Jesus used to heal this man. 这个地方就是叫伯赛大。 And here he is in Bethsaida. 这个地方就是加利利海的北方一个的村庄。 And it's in the northern coast of the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. 那是一个可能没什么人留意的地方。Maybe it's a place that most people wouldn't really pay much attention to. 其实我们又不知道这个男士的几多东西，又没讲到他的背景。And we don't really know much about this man. It doesn't tell us anything about his background. 我们不知道他是怎样盲的。And we don't know how he became blind. 是圣经没告诉我们他是不是生出来的，是不是意外的，是不是白外障，是不是什么，完全没讲的。The Bible doesn't tell us, you know, if he was born blind, if he had an accident, was it cataracts or what? The Bible doesn't tell us a thing. 但我们只知道有朋友呢，是带他到耶稣那里。But we know that friends brought him to Jesus. 跟着你很奇妙，你看到呢， 有人帶他到耶穌那裡,跟著耶穌做什麼事? But when people brought him to Jesus, then what did Jesus do? 這是一個很特別的事情, 耶穌就拉著他,拖他出去村外, 去另一個地方,先醫治他。 And Jesus led him by the hand out of the town to another place.
那如果你看耶稣所行的神迹呢,是只有这次耶稣会这样做。
And if you study the Gospels of what all the miracles that Jesus did, this is the only place where I see that Jesus grabbed his hand and led the guy out before he healed him.
通常耶稣就在那里医治他。
Usually Jesus would heal him right there where he stood.
但这次不知为什么耶稣要带他出村外,就做这个大神迹。
And for some reason, Jesus took him out of the town and healed him there.
亦都有几样东西比较特别。这个经文呢,就是福音书里面我们所看到耶稣唯一的地方,是用渐进式的医治法。
And this is the only place in the Gospels that we see Jesus using a progressive healing.
其他的地方你看到耶稣呢,一医病呢,就是可能说一声就医好,或者摸一摸就医好,或者是做一样东西是立刻医好,是不是?但是这里耶稣摸他一次,又蒙查查未掂,又要再摸第二次。
You know, most of the time that Jesus will heal somebody, he touch them once and they get healed, or he say a word and they get healed, or you know, something, it would happen instantly. But in this situation, Jesus healed him once, touched his eyes, and he was still not seeing clearly, and he had to touch him a second time.
So in this case, Sanjay is very special. Why do you have to do this? The Bible has not explained.
And why did Jesus have to do it this way? The Bible doesn't tell us.
我们完全不明白为什么耶稣要带他出去,拉他出去,也都不知道为什么耶稣要摸他几时才行。
And the Bible never tells us why Jesus had to take him off to the side and why Jesus had to heal him, touch him twice.
但可以看得到,耶稣做过奇妙的工作,耶稣都是医好他。
But it's still an amazing miracle that Jesus healed him.
我们看到耶稣医病呢, 我们是相信耶稣是很怜悯人。
And you know, I see when Jesus does healing, it's because he has mercy on people.
你看福音书呢, 虽然可能有很多的集体的医治的, 会见到耶稣医治很多不同的人, 但有七次是耶稣医治盲人。
If you study in the gospel, putting the masses of side where Jesus healed all the masses, there are seven instances where Jesus healed blind people.
好像这个是特意指出来解释给个情况给我们听。
Like in this instance where he tells us the situation,
有七次这么多,
there are seven different cases with blind people.
不知道是不是特意的,因为七是神的完美的数字。
I don't know if God did it on purpose because the number seven is God's perfect number.
所以有七个完美的医治盲人。
And so there's seven healings of blind people recorded.
我想为你看另外两次的,了解一下一些分别,耶稣做事的分别。
I want to look at two of those instances this morning and see the different, do a comparison on how Jesus healed three different blind people.
所以第一个呢,我们看马可福音第十章。
So let's look first in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52.
马可福音第十章,46节至52节。 这个经历和刚刚读的经历完全不同。
In verse 46,
到了耶利哥耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候, 有一个讨饭的瞎子是底米的儿子巴底米, 坐在路旁, 他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣, 就喊着说, 大卫的子孙,耶稣啊,可怜我吧。有许多人责备他,不许他作声,他却越发大声喊着说,大卫的子孙啊,可怜我吧。
耶稣就站住说，叫过他来。他们就叫那瞎子对耶稣说，放心起来，他就 叫你了。瞎子就丢起衣服套起来，找到耶稣那里。耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
但这个经历是完全不同。 This is a complete opposite of the other case。
这个经历呢，就是这个瞎子呢，就追着耶稣说，可怜我。
Here we see the blind person chasing after Jesus, say, have mercy on me。
是八章那个呢，是人家带着他很被动在来找耶稣。
And in chapter 8, the man is being passive and being led to Jesus。
在这里呢，他 是说，耶稣说，你想我为你做什么？他说，我想看见。
And here we see that Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want to see。
在零八章的时候呢，耶稣就是吐口水，捽下他眼。
And in chapter 8, Jesus just spit on his eyes and smeared it on his eyes。
是完全不同的经历，这里看不到耶稣摸他，又看不到耶稣吐口水，
不好意思。 And I don't see Jesus touching him or anything，
但是他得医治。看约翰福音第九章，
Let's look at John chapter 9。
约翰福音第九章我们看第一节。
In John chapter 9， let's look at verse 1 first。
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
So this man was born blind。
跟住跳到第五节，
Then look in verse 5 to verse 7。
第五节，我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说这话，就吐沫抹在地上，用吐沫和泥沫在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往西罗亚池子里去洗。西罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
Here Jesus put mud on his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool, and he washed and he could see。
有不同，是吗？有三个不同的方法又医治一个盲人。
Three different ways to heal a blind person。
耶稣是这样做呢，就是有什么原因啊？为什么要这样？
And why did Jesus use three different ways to heal? What's the meaning of this?
可能耶稣想我们很肯定清楚，是耶稣医人，不是个模式医人。
I think Jesus wants us to know that it's God's power that heals, and it's not the method that God uses that heals.
神是想我们清楚知道，不是一个的好像吸母的一个的方程式，这样做一二三，一二三就一定会是成功。神是要我们看得到，神是有人性，每一个人是个别的。
Jesus wants us to realize that it's not a method, it's not a form like a stamp that you can cookie cutter and multiply it and say, do this 1, 2, 3 and it will happen, but that Jesus works with people on an individual basis.
在第八章我们看到耶稣要摸他两次。
In chapter 8 we see that Jesus had to touch his eyes twice.
是一个渐进式的医治。
It's a progressive healing。
好似呢，即系第一次耶稣医治佢，跟住问佢你见到啲乜嘢
？And the first time Jesus put his hands on him, he said, "What do you see?"
佢话我见到人好似树木啊，行来行去。
He said, "I see men like trees walking around."
佢意思就系佢睇啲人系可以喐动嘅，但系唔清楚睇唔到个样，好似个树木咁啊。 What he's meaning is that he can't see clearly. He sees the people, but he can't really distinguish what they are, but he sees that they're moving.
所以他是未得医治,
so it's just a partial healing.
耶稣再摸一下他,
and when Jesus touched him a second time, then he became completely healed.
为什么耶稣要分两次医治他呢?
Why did Jesus have to do it in two parts?
为什么耶稣不可以像其他人那样一次过算数?
And why couldn't Jesus just do it once, like in all the other instances?
我相信神有个原因.
I think that God had a reason.
因为很多事是我们的经历到不是一次过就搞定.
Because so often in our experience, it's not just a one-time touch that we receive healing.
很多事呢,我们在属灵生命呢, 明白神的真理呢,就是渐进式.
And so often in our life, when we learn the spiritual truth, it's a progressive learning.
今日学一个真理,明天再学另一个真理加上去.
And today we learn a truth, and tomorrow we learn a second truth when we add to it.
可能耶稣是想给我们知道这个真理,就是我们跟随主呢,就是今日有一个经历,我们开始改变,下个月呢,又另一个经历,是继续改变.
And maybe God wants us to realize that there's a spiritual truth that we'll have an experience today that helps us to change, and maybe next month we'll have another experience that changes us more.
是你信主的经历,那个改变呢,不是一次过,是渐进式,是不停。
And in your experience, knowing God, when your transformation, it doesn't happen just once, but Jesus is doing a continual work in you, and it's a progressive work.
Am I? 可能耶稣想我们明白这件事。
圣经里面只有这一次是渐进式的医治。 In the Bible, this is the only case of a progressive healing. And I realize that God uses many different ways to heal. But it's so we don't understand how God does it.
And
sometimes we don't understand why God treats me this way. And sometimes we see God that He can heal instantly that person. But for this one, He has to do it progressively, one step at a time. And sometimes God says, hey, I'm not going to heal you. I'm going to use the doctor and add grace to the doctor to heal you.
我相信有时神是这样,是透过医生去医治我们。
I believe that so often God uses doctors to heal us.
第一堂我讲到用医生医治呢,我讲到Pete,Pete又是隔离教主学。
In the first service I was talking about Pete and now he's not here either, he's in the Sunday school.
如果你留意呢,他今早回来呢,他的手包住了。
And if you noticed, in this morning, his hand was bandaged up. Because in the morning on Friday, he was at the clinic seeing patients, and then he went home. And he helped his wife with the dishes, and he dropped a dish or something, and he cut his finger, and he had to go back to the clinic as a patient. He wanted to do it himself, but he finally decided to have another doctor do it. I think he had 3 or 4 stitches.
我相信如果我们问 Pete 牧师, 你那个手呢,是医生医治你,还是神医治? 我相信他会这样说。
And I believe if we were to ask Pete if his hand, is God healing his hand, or did the doctor heal his hand? I believe this is what he would say. He's not here, so we have to ask him after the service.
因為佢唔喺度，我哋要完咗之後，你可以問下佢好冇？啊，我相信佢話係醫生亂針，係神醫病。
I think he would say the doctor stitched it up, but God is the healer.
因為呢，佢令到個傷口埋口止血，跟住個皮膚黐翻埋生翻咧，嗰係神嘅能力。
Because for the sore to be patched up, for the wound to heal, the skin to grow back again, the blood to stop and the clot, that is the work of God.
医生做唔到呢啲嘅，医生最多系黐住，即系用针线啊俾佢黐住。但系佢嘅医治嘅过程咧，系身体神创造我哋有呢个能力。
You know, all the doctor can do is stitch it so that it's back close together, but the body, God created the body so that the body will heal itself, and that is the work of God.
你知唔知？所以神呢是有好多个方法医治我们，有时我们不知不觉，原来我们经历神的医治。
And so often God uses these natural ways to heal us and we don't even know it.
是吧？所以神有好多个方法医治人。
So God has so many ways to heal us.
渐进式的医治，一步一步，可能你都经历过。
And maybe you've experienced a progressive healing in your life.
我就知道我太太有呢个经历。
And I know that my wife has this.
佢有20年嘅脊骨病。
And she's had a bad back for 20 years.
嗰阵初初未拍拖未结婚嘅时候，佢瞓床唔起得身。
And when we were first dating and before we got married, she was bedridden.
佢可以手脚可以喐，但佢一起身就晕。
And her hands and feet could move, but as soon as she'd get up, she'd faint.
跟住个腰骨就痛，头又痛
，and the back hurt and the head hurt.
所以佢系八个月唔起得身，瞓床。
And so for 8 months, she was in bed.
咁但系我睇到神系一路一路医治佢，逐变逐步逐步逐步医治佢。
But I saw God heal her step at a time, one step at a time.
直到咧，即系。医生话，因为咁样唔可以生仔女，但系而家生咗四个，又咁大个。
The doctor said she couldn't have children, but she's had 4 children.
佢话虽然过去20年都有脊骨病，都有一个嘅长期嘅征战，但系睇到由20年前到今时今日咧，佢嘅变化嘅改变咧，系天同地嘅分别。
And although she's had a chronic back ailment for 20 years, we see that the way it was 20 years ago and the way it is today, it's like night and day.
是一个渐进式的医治，未完全全未彻底解决，但是是好了好多倍的。
Although it's not completely healed, it's a lot better than it was before.
神是渐进式俾佢恩典，喺呢段时间神都系俾佢好多嘅恩典去依靠主。
And at this time, God has given her a lot of grace and to handle the situation.
我哋好希望咧，神会立刻医治我哋，系咪
？So often we want God to do that instantaneous healing in our life.
我哋希望神嘅计划咧，就系嚟医治我身体，俾我可以即刻咧就系健康。
And so often we say, oh God, heal me so that I can be perfectly cured right now.
但是很多时候我们不明白神的心意。我们不知道神要做什么计划在我们生命当中。
But so often we don't understand what God's purpose is and what his plan is for our life.
是好像一个病态赌徒。一个病态赌徒呢，他面对的问题，他想要钱，是吧？
So often it's like a chronic gambler, compulsive gambler. And what he wants when he comes to you, he wants money.
他说现在我有钱，要解决我的钱。
And he says, all I want is money. I want to solve my problem with money.
但你知道你给钱他呢，不一定是帮到他，反而可能是害他。
But you know, if you give him money, you're not going to help him, you might be hurting him.
他可能需要辅导，可能需要关怀，可能需要戒赌，可能需要其他嘢。
Maybe he needs counseling. Maybe he needs somebody to care for him. Maybe he needs to get off gambling. or something else.
好多时我哋喺我哋病嘅时候，我哋净系睇到我哋嘅病，话神医治我，医治我，我哋睇唔到其他可能神透过呢个病想教导我哋嘅嘢。
And so often when we are sick, we just say, God, heal me, heal me, heal me. And all we see is our sickness, and we don't see what God's trying to teach us from the sickness.
我们需要打开个眼睛，因为有时神会透过病去教导我们的东西。
We need to open our eyes because sometimes God teaches us from sickness.
你看雅各书第一章。
Look with me at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章就是这样的意思，病是一种试炼，是不是？
You know, sickness is one type of trial. And in James, it talks about this. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节至到第四节。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心 经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全成全完备，毫无缺欠。请问边个有病嘅时候会以为大喜乐
？Who of you, when you're sick, is going to say, "Oh, I'm so happy"?
我哋病嘅时候唔喜乐，系咪
？When we're sick, we're not happy.
我要救命啊！辛苦
，I'm gonna die. Help me 啊！但系雅各叫我哋以为大喜乐，有原因。 James says, "Count it a joy because there's a reason."
因为你呢个试炼呢，可以帮你信心增加。
Because this trial can help your faith to grow.
呢个试炼呢，可以产生忍耐。
This trial can produce in you patience.
呢啲嘅信心同埋忍耐增加嘅时候，令到你毫无缺欠。
And as patience and faith grow in your life, you can become perfect without fault.
哇，原来呢个病可以喺我里边帮助我咩？
You mean a sickness can help me on the inside?
因为我哋唔明白神全面嘅工作。
我哋净系睇到我哋自己单方面嘅嘢，所以好多时我哋睇唔清神做紧啲嘢。You know, because so often we don't see the whole picture of what God's trying to do in our lives. All we see is our sickness, and we concentrate on that, and we miss what God's really trying to do.
病可以对我哋有益处。Sickness
can be a benefit sometimes.
如果佢帮到我哋。
生忍耐，帮助我哋有信心。 If it helps us to have patience and to have faith,
我唔明白神嘅作为。
I don't understand how God works.
我唔明白神点样做嘢。
I don't understand what God is doing.
但我知道有时神会立即医治人。
I know sometimes God will do an immediate healing.
我亦都知道有时要渐进式医治人，
and sometimes God does a progressive healing.
有时神咧就叫你等候，我而家唔医治你，迟下先医治。
And sometimes God says, "Wait, I'm not going to heal you now. I'm going to do it later."
有时咧，神透过医生系要医治人，
and sometimes God says, "I'm going to heal you, but I'm going to do it through the doctors."
但无论点，我相信喺一切嘅方法，神系俾我哋有恩典同埋能力去接受。
But I believe that no matter what God does, He gives us strength and grace to carry us through.
你知道有肉身嘅医治，有精神上嘅医治，亦都有属灵生命嘅医治。
Do you know that there's physical healing, there's emotional healing, and there's spiritual healing?
如果我哋净系集中睇我哋嘅肉身嘅需要，我哋睇唔到我哋精神上或者属灵上嘅需要，可能我哋好大忽略神嘅作为。
And if we're just concentrating on the physical need and we don't notice that God's trying to do an emotional or a spiritual work in us, then maybe we're missing the mark.
因为可能神系俾你呢个身体不适，因为佢想系你
屬靈生命建立一啲嘅嘢。Because maybe God has given you a physical trial to build you up spiritually.
或者神係俾你呢個身體嘅問題，因為要你留意到一啲精神上嘅需要。
And maybe God's allowed this physical thing to happen because He wants you to realize there's an emotional need that you have to attend to.
有時我哋真係唔明神係做緊啲乜嘢。
And so often we don't understand what God's doing.
Now, 如果講到神用醫生嚟醫治呢，今朝第一堂講阿球同阿添叔，咁兩個都坐喺度嘅。
And this morning, in the first service, talking about being healed by doctors, I talked about Robert and Tim. And they're both here.
因為佢兩個都有頂炎肝炎，曾經好辛苦。
Because both of them had hepatitis C.And it's very difficult.
是我記得個掙扎，做唔做呢個治療，食唔食呢個藥。
And I remember this trial and the struggle that they went through to trying to decide, should I take the treatment? Should I go through it?
是一年嘅好痛苦嘅經歷。
And it's 1 year of nightmare.
我相信嗰一年係佢兩個人嘅生命，係佢一年之中嘅最辛苦嘅一年。
And I believe that the year that they went through treatment for hepatitis C was probably the hardest time they've ever been through in their whole life.
不单是身体上，是精神上，是属灵生命上都好多的挑战。
Not only was it a physical trial, but it was a mental, emotional trial and a spiritual trial.
但你知道他两个都是成功的，完咗个治疗，两个都是完全没有丙炎肝炎。
But praise God, both of them went through it and neither of them have hepatitis C today.
添叔九月份嘅醫生話佢聽佢完全醫好，一啲嘅病菌都冇。
And in September, the doctor told Tim that he is completely cured and there is no hepatitis C in his body.
呢個感恩係咪？但係神係透過醫生、透過藥物係做呢個治療，但我相信都係神嘅恩手加上。
And so God worked through the doctors and the medicine, but I believe God also used His grace and His hand of mercy on him.
因為我哋都認識得一啲嘅丙炎肝炎嘅病人，試過一次、兩次、三次治療都係失敗。而家阿添有個好朋友喺香港，就因為丙炎肝炎就話要換肝嘅，但香港等係等唔切，叫佢去葡國。如果唔係，可能會冇命。
And today, Tim has a friend who has been through the treatment 3 times and given up. And now he's in Hong Kong in need of a liver transplant. And the doctors in Hong Kong said, don't wait because there isn't a compatible liver for you in Hong Kong. Go to Portugal.
但见到呢两个成功，睇到系神嘅恩典。
But we see the grace that God's given them. That's God's grace. Amen?
我哋有其他病人都是各項有癌症，有醫生醫好。阿蓮又在治療緊，阿維蘭又在治療緊。
There's others who are being treated by doctors, like Danny with his cancer, Amin and Wailan going through cancer treatment.
我相信都是經歷緊神嘅同在同埋幫助。
And I believe that God is giving them grace and mercy.
我好希望可以一祈祷就即刻立即得好。
I want so much that I can pray and say, God heal him and it's gone, it's finished.
但有时神嘅意思唔系我嘅意思。
But sometimes God's way is not my way.
其实神想我哋喺病嘅时候顺服佢嘅旨意。
You know, Jesus wants us to submit to him in our sickness.
你知唔知祷告系咩意思
？Do you know what prayer is all about？
祷告就系顺服神嘅旨意。
Prayer is submitting to God's will。
因为祷告呢，就系承认神系主，我系仆人。
Because true prayer is saying that God is God, the Lord, and I am the servant。
所以当我哋祷告，我哋要谦卑顺服神。
And so when we pray, we must be humble and submit to God.
所以祷告是一个顺服。
And so prayer is submission. 我们有时觉得祷告是一个命令，神啊，我要求你帮我。And so often we get it messed up and we think that prayer is a command. It's like, God, I want you to heal me right now.
但是祷告是顺服。But prayer is submission.
所以我们应该是祷告的时候就是求神，你的意思是什么？你有什么旨意给我？
So when we pray, we should say to God, Lord, what is your will for me that I can submit to it?
我们都希望神会止我们的痛苦，是不是？
And so often we just want God to stop our pain.
我们希望神会停止我的困难，停止我的痛苦。
And we pray, God, stop my pain and stop my misery.
但是神用什么方法停止你的痛苦？
But what way is God going to stop your misery?
很多事我们不明白，我们只是看着身体的痛苦，我们的精神和属灵生命的痛苦我们看不到。
So often we just look at our physical pain and we don't realize that there's emotional or spiritual pain that we need to deal with.
很多时呢，我们在这个的问题，我们的焦点是自己身上。
And so often when we're sick, our focus is on ourselves.
我们的焦点是自己，所以我们是一个的自私、自我为中心的问题。
And because our focus is on ourselves, we're just self-centered in thinking about our own need.
但真正的祷告呢，焦点应该是神。
But true prayer, the focus should be on God.
应该是以神为中心。
And it should be God-centered and not me-centered.
所以以神为中心，不是以我为中心。
God-centered, not myself-centered.
其实我看到很多的例子，就是神是没有医治病人，但是给他有恩典能力去见证主。
I see so many examples where God did not heal people, and yet used their lives as an instrument for his blessing.
一个例子就是轮椅上的画画家。
And one instance I think of is Joni Estrada.
她就少年的时候跳水，就是断颈骨。And when she was a young lady, she jumped into a lake and she cracked her spine. 跟住呢，她又系开头呢，就是完全瘫痪，系完全唔喐得，瞓张床又要有机器咁样反来反去。
And at first she couldn't move at all. She was completely paralyzed and laid in a bed that the bed would do it like a sandwich and turn her over.When she had to turn.
慢慢她就可以坐轮椅，慢慢可以康复少少，但是手脚都是不动得的。
And after a while, she got a little bit healed, but still her arms and legs couldn't really move.
很多人入到她的医院病房跟她说，神话我听，神要医治你。
And so many people came into her hospital room and said, God told me he's going to heal you.
她为她祷告，跟着灰心而走，因为她没有改变，她没得医治。
And they all prayed for her and they'd leave in discouragement because she didn't get healed.
那些人看不到神的心意，原来神要轮椅上的画画家慢慢康复，慢慢学怎样用毛笔在口里面画画，慢慢去经历神的恩典，跟着周围去跟人宣讲神的爱。
And they didn't see that God had a different plan for Joni, that she was going to learn how to paint with her mouth, with a paintbrush in her mouth, paint beautiful pictures, then become, experience the grace of God and go all over the world and sharing His love.
我亲自听过她讲见证，她是笑容，她发光，她有生命力，是渗出来，是很影响人。
And I've heard her in person giving her testimony, and she's just radiating and shining like a light and sharing the love of God.
坐在轮椅上, sitting in a wheelchair. 大家都听过韩林子, 是吗?
Everybody has heard about, well, Chinese have heard about韩林子,
一个台湾的, 生出来有类风湿的。 In Taiwan, she was born and she had rheumatoid arthritis.
她一路长大都在痛苦当中,
and grew up in a very painful situation.
但是神给她恩典给她能力,
but God gave her grace and gave her strength.
她又学神给她一个好大的恩典是写文章,
and God gave her a wonderful gift of writing and composition.
然后他写无数的书籍，无数的散文，是鼓励激励好多人的生命。
And she wrote so many articles and periodicals and books in Chinese that just ministered and blessed to so many people.
但是他有一个很痛苦的经历，在痛苦里面，神的恩典渗出来。
But from her pain and her misery, God's grace came out.
如果他没有这个痛苦，我想他不会有这些散文。
If she didn't have this pain, I don't think she'd have those wonderful articles that God gave her.
去年、今年来香港啊，Nick，大家都听过佢系咪？
And last year and this year, he's been to Hong Kong a couple of times. Nick Volte.
系，我哋睇到嘅时候，心里边好愤气系咪？岂有此理生出嚟冇手冇脚？
You know, when you first see him, you get mad inside and you say, how can that be? How can God let something like that happen? Be born without hands and legs.
但你听他的经历，由小至大，基督教家庭长大，又想自杀，又经历神的爱，又一路改变。
But when you hear his story, when you hear his testimony, growing up in a Christian family, wanting to commit suicide, God ministering to him and blessing him.
神就在他生命当中祝福他，他学两个硕士学位。
And God blessed him, he get two master's degrees.
现在神使用他去到世界各地，站在台上，没手没脚，说：“要神爱我，用得着我，你有手有脚，有什么藉口？”
And God uses him as he stands on stage without hands and without feet and say, if God can use me, yeah, he can use you. You have hands and feet. What's your excuse?
看到他的生命力，神是祝福他。你看到我们对痛苦的看法和神的看法是完全不同。
When we see him on stage, we realize that our attitude about pain is very different than God's attitude about pain.
我有个现在成为亲戚另一个例子，
and I have another example, and she's now one of my relatives.
因为我表弟的女的丈夫的妹，
because she is my cousin's daughter's husband's sister.
咁佢嘅名咧同阿天叔嘅女嘅一样，叫 Bethany,
and her name is Bethany Hamilton.
佢系12岁嘅时候喺夏威夷，佢系滑浪女子。 那个她是滑浪的,她被鲨鱼咬断她的手,
and she was surfing in Hawaii and the shark came when she was 12 years old and bit off her arm.
她在那个地方又要差不多个多两个钟头才去到医院,
and from the where she was in the ocean to get to the nearest hospital was almost 2 hours before she got to the hospital.
她抢救到她在医院的病房做完手术，她已经是在病床拍到她在笑赞美主。
And it was like not even 2 hours after she had the operation, sitting in the bed without an arm, and she's smiling and praising God. She said, praise God, I'm still alive. And the next day she said, God, I don't have an arm. What do you want me to do? How do you want to use me?
你知道她是出了医院不够一个月，已经是回海滩去滑浪。
And after 1 month back in the ocean, she was out of the surgery, back in the ocean and surfing again.
她在世界周围去比赛。
She's going all over the world in surfing competitions.
单手的滑浪女子,
a one-armed surf lady for Jesus.
她又上电视台，又上周围去演讲，好像Nick一样, 鼓励人。 虽然我没了这手，我都可以有用，都可以被神使用。
And she's going around sharing the gospel of Jesus just like Nick and saying, even though I only have one arm, God still uses me and still blesses me.
弟兄姊妹，我们不明白，为什么神要容许他的手被断？
为什么Nick可以生出来没手？ We don't understand, why did God let her arm get bitten off? Why was Nick born without arms and legs? 呢啲问题我答唔到你，但我知道神有佢嘅计划。
I can't answer these questions, but I do know that God has a plan.
所以我哋嘅痛苦嘅时候，神一样有佢嘅意思。So in our pain, God has a plan. 我哋要顺服神嘅旨意，我哋仰望神喺我哋生命里边做佢要做嘅工作。
We need to submit to His will and let God do His work in our life, whatever that might be.
因为神爱你 ，because God loves you.
白仙岭十几年前的香港山火，有听过吗？
You all heard about the brush fire in Hong Kong 10 years ago? Group of students walking, hiking, and all got killed in the fire except one. And he was 80% of his body burned.
是唯一的生还者，八成的身体是烧伤，
有无手，块面就做无数次的植皮手术。
His hands are burned off. He's had so many operations on his face to clear his face.
佢继续坚持有生命力，信耶稣。
He kept having a desire to live. He is a Christian.
佢又读埋书，去埋美国读心理学。
He went to the United States and studied psychology.
上个月香港政府颁一个杰出青年奖俾佢。
Went to the United States, studied psychology, and last month Hong Kong gave him the Outstanding Youth Award.
神爱你哋，我哋面对嘅痛苦算得什么？
What does the pain account to that we're going through?
我们要学习怎样依靠神，相信神。
We need to learn to trust in God and what He's doing in our lives.
我想睇最后两节经文，睇雅各书第五章十三节。
Please look with me to James chapter 5 verse 13。
好快我哋完成今日嘅
James 5:13 to 16，
雅各书第五章十三节到十六节。
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祷告要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人的祈求所发的力量是大有功效的。
你今日有病吗？我不知道主的旨意，但我们应该祷告。我们不应该说小事我自己搞定，我们应该是仰望神，靠神呢，是做神迹。
If you are sick today, we should pray and ask God to work and heal you. Don't say, oh, that's just a simple thing, it's no problem. You should bring it before the Lord.
如果神医治，感谢主；如果神不医治，我们看到神的旨意是什么。
And if God decides to heal you instantly, praise God. And if God doesn't heal you instantly, maybe there's another plan for you. But we should bring it before the Lord.
无论是怎样，我们应该是求神，仰望神工作。信心的祷告大有功效。
And the prayer, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
我们可以有信心，相信神一定会做工作。但是，是不是即刻？是不是进展？是不是透过医生？这个要交在神的手里面。
I believe that God will work. Is it instantly?Is it progressive? Is it through the doctor? We lift that into God's hands.
但神一定会工作。我们的责任是祷告，神怎样做是神的事。
Our responsibility is to pray. And what God does, that's His responsibility.
最后一节经文想送给大家。 And the last verse I want to give to you all this morning is 1 Corinthians 10:13.
是《哥林多前書》10章13節。因為我知道痛苦，我知道病係辛苦。
I know that sickness is painful.
即如果我哋唔係立即得到醫治，呢個經文係神送俾你。
And if you don't receive an instant healing in your life, God wants to give this promise to you.
10章13節, in chapter 10, verse 13, 你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探。过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Whatever your pain is this morning, whatever your trial is, if God chooses not to heal you instantly, this is a promise that He will protect you and watch over you and take care of you and give you the strength to endure it and even give you a way out.
无论你的病是乜嘢嘅今日，如果神唔系立即医治你，神一定会系俾呢个应许你。你可以忍受得住，你可以站立得稳，你有出路，你可以继续坚守信耶稣，得到神嘅恩典。你揸住呢个应许，我哋仰望主，一齐祈祷。